episode of the second season of Loud and Anxious. This is Serena.
And this is Murat.
And welcome to the second season. We did it.
It was quite a long sentence. So the second. It was good, but I was expecting. I don't know what I was expecting.
Yeah, I was thinking, okay, maybe I should say only first episode, but then people will be confused.
Yeah.
So I specify, but maybe next time I will not.
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah.
Or maybe it will be even longer, and then people will be confused anyway. But how are you, Murat?
Good, good. I think it's the first time that we are recording weekdays.
Yes, yeah. True. Reason is that I took some days off, and
I joined you after work.
Yeah, good.
So that much motivation I have.
Yeah, maybe it will be one of the last days that we will be able to see, considering what's going on here in Europe.
Well, still we can meet one-to-one.
Yeah, true.
But
for now,
yeah. The next step is, they are telling this smart lockup, right? Lockout,
maybe at the moment people will be so scared that they will just close themselves into places, but
it currently is more than smart. I think it's basically they say don't go, come on.
I don't know how much they will listen to it. Well, the funny thing that I heard from the discussion that are going on here in the Netherlands is that for example, now they are so serious that if they will find more than two people going outside for a walk or whatever, they will feed them. But in the last weeks, they were finding weddings with 200 people, or they discover raves with 500 people, and they decided not to find because it would never help anyone to do it. So welcome hypocrisy, in my opinion. But this is the country in which we decided to live. So
that's true. Well, I think they were decided not to fine because they were trusting their people, I would say, but then they realized that it was too much trust.
Or maybe they will start to give the fault on us as an expert, and you know. And also there's a really funny thing that they decided. So it's strongly advised not to travel outside the Netherlands except Aruba. No one understands why, except the fact that historically it makes sense to go back and forth. But also this is really hypocrite, in my opinion.
That's true. Well, I was not planning to go anywhere anyways, but I understand that people really care about Christmas and spend that with their family. I think it will be kind of a shame.
Yeah, let's see what will happen. If there will be I don't know how to say, a general revolution, because people are forced to stay at home on Christmas. Me personally, I just accepted what will happen, and we'll see next year. But today I was thinking about it. I was thinking about a big concert like Wacken or like Glasspop that we have here. Even if it's 2021 or 22, it won't happen. Yeah. So I don't know what they will do.
I'm not sure that in 2021, unless we have a vaccination, but it's a proven vaccination, we won't see any festivals again. I'm afraid to tell that, but it seems that this will happen.
No, but even if there's vaccination, I mean, vaccination doesn't say that you will never have this anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm wondering if they will reduce themselves, or they will just convert in a more, let's say, flexible event. For example, it can be that they will start to travel as a festival in different cities, so you can have less people, but actually you can earn a lot of, you have, I don't know, 10 bands, let's say, and then with these 10
bands... Like a circus, you say.
Yeah, exactly, because in this way you can have a lot of tickets, but at least it's not... you don't have 100,000 people in one place for 4 days, but you have it spread it in 3 months. Different places, so maybe it can be an option for them.
But also it really depends on how the things will turns out. If it goes like this, I don't see it happening. I hope it won't, but
I also don't see the online events happening.
The online events, I don't think that they were success.
No, yeah, indeed they tried, but it was not a good formula.
It's not giving the same feeling. Also, I see no one is paying even €5 to see something on YouTube.
Yeah. Well, maybe there would be like creative solution as the you know, the Google Lens.
The VR,
maybe people will start to buy this kind of stuff, and then you can participate to a kind of a virtual concert.
Mm.
But also there, it will feel like fake. So, and maybe it's too soon to talk about this kind of things.
Let's see what will happen. But I just realized when you did your opening ceremony, let's say for the episode, we thought that it was a nice pastime for the pandemic, and mm-hmm. I didn't think that it would be the 31st. We would record 31st, 31 episode. It will take so much, so long.
Oh yeah. I was not putting really like a dead end on this project, because mm-hmm. doesn't mean that if the pandemic is gone we stop. But since April that we do, right?
I think so. And since April we talk about the same entrance about Corona, and nothing is literally changing. We had a slight positivity in the summer, and then it's gone, now
is a disaster. At least we had some hope in March and April, but now people are getting really, really low, and there's not so much hope around.
It's like an acceptance, right? The acceptance of the defeat. Okay, well it's not changing.
Yeah, for now we cannot expect a soon change.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see what we can do. But I need to be honest with you, it slightly changed from episode to episode, mm-hmm. for example, because now I'm not talking about my diet anymore for the simple reason that I'm not following a diet anymore. Mm-hmm. And actually it's the opposite, since I'm in this acceptance phase for the Corona stuff. I put myself a lot in contact with comfort food. This is something I don't like, but I realized that it makes me feel better. So at least, okay, as long as I don't become like 80 kilos or 100 kilos, I think it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
This is, I feel that I'm in a kind of spiral, which is not really like dangerous. I mean, if I see that I eat too much, I can still stop and I go and I do sport, but still it's not good. Eh?
This is what you say when you smoke cigarettes, right? You say, I can stop whenever I want.
No,
it's just a decision. It's my choice that I've
salad today, so it means that something is changing.
I hope it won't rot. So,
let's hope.
Yeah.
But okay, so new season.
Yeah, new season, and it was the most not exciting start for it. So we were kind of down. I blame work. It's the first time I'm coming after work, and that's why I was a little bit negative, I guess.
Oh, no, but don't worry that this is a shared feeling. I had my experience, and now everyone is feeling down. Also because it's winter, almost winter, so it's normal.
I started to run in the morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's not too cold.
It is, but after the first minute, I sweat from all my places.
Okay, well, as long as you like.
Yeah, I like it because that way I can sleep better at night. I realized that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Physical activity is very important in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm working. Okay, I'm on holiday, mm-hmm. but I work like 3-4 hours per day. I like because also I can stay out as long as there's the sun outside. I need to move as well. I do also feel the same.
Mm-hmm.
But
let's talk about our new season.
Yes, exactly. I was mentioning now we're in the season 2, so we have new contents to offer you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Also because we were kind of tired to talk about always the same things.
Mm-hmm.
So we picked up some different things to discuss during this half an hour. And today we want to present you a very nice TV series, a little bit old. It's from 10 years ago, more than 10 years ago, but we just discovered by chance.
Yeah.
Do you remember how we discovered it?
You discovered.
I don't remember why I came to this, to be honest.
You are watching the short summaries of reality shows.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it just popped up in your screen or something.
Yeah, indeed, maybe is the reason. But anyway, what I'm talking about, what we will talk about, is a TV series called Rock of Love.
Yes.
Rock of Love is a dating game, like The Bachelorette, The Bachelor, that it was quite famous, I think, at the time.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that is quite peculiar, and this is the reason why we are discussing about, is that the bachelor in this case is Bret Michaels, that is or was the lead singer of Poison.
Mm-hmm.
Poison is a quite a famous band. It's a hair metal band, right?
Yeah, I think, yeah, the rock and roll band from the late 80s, early 90s, I would say. So they were very famous when every rock band was famous.
Yeah, so it was actually the period of the hair metal scene. And there's this guy with long hair that he talks about his guitars. And
he has a Harley.
He has a Harley Davidson. Uh-huh. So we thought, okay, we cannot miss this opportunity to see the episode and talk about the series. Also because it's completely free on YouTube. I think you can see
all the episodes.
Yeah, for the first season for sure. There are 3 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And also, these seasons, I mentioned seasons with the S at the end, because even if in the first season he opened the first episode saying that he's searching the love of his life, and for sure at the end of this game he will find it, he actually, he needed the 3 seasons in order to find the girl that he wanted to spend time with.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end right now he's not even with this girl anymore.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So you checked some spoilers.
Yes, from of his course.
Life. I don't have any spoilers, so because I am not interested in the guy, but the show is fun to watch.
Yeah, what do you like the most about the show?
You know that those comedy movies that are rated in IMDb like 1 out of 10 or half out of 10.
Okay.
So they are so bad that they are masterpieces.
Like American Pie?
No, I think that one is funny and it has good note. But I'm thinking about those Piranha series, for example. Or Sharknados.
Sharknado is not a comedy?
They say it's a horror movie, but when you take the whole concept, it's
fun.
More comedy than horror. But yeah, it's so bad that it's good. Am I clear about my statement?
Well, I'm glad that you like it, because as a person that watch a lot of reality show, I really enjoy it because it's completely crazy.
Yeah. And also, sorry to interrupt, I think it's interesting because again in this season I want to make a little bit of publicities, let's say. We will have episodes that we will give relationship advices for metalheads, right?
Yes.
So here we also see how a metal star or how a rock star chooses his girlfriend.
And I would like to say, as a woman, do not follow what he's doing in this series. Please, nothing. Okay, but let's discuss a little bit about the first episode. So we saw it together. We had I was like shocked at a certain moment, but I keep it up and I watch it until the end. The story starts, as I mentioned before, that there's a Brett that is discussing about his life, what he did, and he's searching the love, whatever. And then we have this scene in which he's going with his Harley Davidson around LA.
Mm-hmm.
And you change the TVC, the program changed from him going around LA to like 25 girls standing and waiting for him.
Front of the house.
The house in which they will stay during the game. And the first thing that you said about the girls is that?
They are ugly.
They're ugly. I do not agree.
They are so ugly, except one or two of them. Huh?
Some of them are nice. Some others, I don't know why they pick it up.
Let's state that their bodies are good. Let's say they are.
They're fit.
Fit. Most of them has made up boobs.
Silicone. Plastic surgery.
So, at one point they were comparing their plastic surgery.
Oh yeah,
they were really touching their boobs so that to feel which one is better. One says it's the cushion model, the other one says it's a push-up model. The discussions were amazing, like, because I think when you put two strippers in a room, that's what they discuss.
Oh yeah, because you notice that actually most of them are strippers.
Yeah, I think we were suspecting this, and one of the first sentence after a fight, some of them stated that if you put half of the strippers in LA in one room, this is what happens.
Okay. I indeed found somewhere in Wikipedia that some of them were, or they became, you know, these Playboy girls?
Yeah.
They have a special name.
Playmates?
Yeah, exactly, mm-hmm. Exactly. So you can imagine that the level of these girls. So also I'm confused that you said that they're ugly if they're playmates. But, you know, there was also like other type of beauty standards in the 2000s. Maybe is also the reason.
That's also possible. But overall, I was not impressed with the faces. Yeah, but the bodies were, all of them, good looking.
Yeah.
If that's what I think, they were also very systematically, they were similar. So long legs.
Yeah.
I think they also picked up those girls because Brett, let's say my dude, he likes girls with long legs, big boobs, round ass. Yeah, because this was also the discussion. Show me those legs. Nice boobs, round asses, etc. So they were.
Yeah. I don't know if it would be a dream of me, like, to have a lot of guys that I can pick up and then have it for I don't know, 2 months in a mansion together with me and like fancy me or whatever. I don't know.
I wouldn't do even if they give me so much money.
It would be too stressful for me.
I wouldn't like to be in either of the camps. So I wouldn't be one of the girls who, in my occasion, the guy who wants the one girl.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say we put Christina and you put 25 guys.
It can be an idea that we can share with her, actually.
I wouldn't like to be in one of those guys because I think that it's nonsense.
Yeah, it's humiliating.
It's humiliating, and I still feel that many of those breaking points or turns of events are scripted.
Oh yeah,
I had that feeling, and because I'm not a huge reality show watcher, but of course you hear about them, and also my wife sometimes she watch some stuff on TLC, even not reality show, but MasterChef, for instance. The contenders, they have certain stereotypes. So there are one like leading favorite, I would say. So she is beautiful, she is calm, etc. She mm-hmm. doesn't do crazy stuff. So you would think that she would win. And there are a couple of girls that are crazy or you can think that they are so-so, etc. Mm-hmm. Or you can relate them with themselves. One or two total bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Like they are just there to mix things up.
Yeah,
that's for sure. We also have, I think we will discuss about her. When I see the cast and when I see the first episode, they reminded me of the MasterChef Turkey.
Okay.
Unrelated subjects, but the way that they act are the same. That's why I think that in those shows there are a certain level of reality, but big events or big decisions, I think they are scripted.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that in this case, for example, Brett chose like 4 or 5 girls that he really they really had a chance with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then the others were just put to make a mess, as you said.
Yeah.
And at the end, the one that they were back, the one that you see in the last episode, probably they will be like the real one that have a chance to be picked up. And normally, if you notice, during the last episode,
mm-hmm.
Also it's getting more, it's getting boring, but since you're like into the series, mm-hmm. like you watch it, so it's completely fine.
The first episode was, I think, fun to watch because mm-hmm. literally, what was the name of the character? Can we the yes. girl who was first eliminated, then come back, Tiffany Carmona.
Yeah, so basically after these 25 girls were presented into mm-hmm. the camera, Brett came. He said hello to everyone and then he disappeared. And mm-hmm. his security guard came and he decided to, reject five of them.
Yeah.
And one of these girls just came back to him and he said, no, please, I want to have a chance. And he said, okay, it's fine. And this girl is Tiffany. And
but the acting there was just like Oscar winning. She was crying but without tears. The guy was considering to take her back or not.
Yeah.
With long looks to the horizon and then realized that maybe someone deserves a second chance, etc. So yeah, I think they needed Tiffany to mess things up.
Yeah,
and she did her job.
To be honest, when she did all this begging to the bodyguard, I like her because at least she had, like in the script there,
mm-hmm.
She had the gut to go and ask. Then what she did at the party after, it was really like, so after this scene, all the girls were invited into the mansion and they had like free access to booze and stuff mm-hmm. like this. So they started to get
all
drunk. And after 3 hours, Brett joined and he tried to talk with everyone.
Yeah.
But of course there are 21, and he could not spend a lot of time with them. But actually, no, I forgot one thing. Before mm-hmm. there was the photo shoot.
Oh yeah,
and it was amazing. So like I was so shocked.
Uh-huh.
So with the first girl, so basically what he did, he put like all the girls in a queue,
uh-huh.
and then he started to make pictures of everyone, which is a nice thing. The point is that with the first girl, he made some pictures, and then he kissed her like with the tongue, like
French kissing, we mean.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. And with some of them he did, with some others he did not. Some of all the girls just get naked in front of the camera.
One of them just opened her boobs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The last one, I guess.
The clothes and they showed the boobs. So it was really, sometimes I feel so bad as a woman,
uh-huh.
to be honest. And I understand that you want to pass the idea that is rock and roll, sex and rock and roll, whatever. Mm-hmm. But he was really like pathetic, from my opinion.
Yeah, I think the whole concept of the show was to, is to just put the groupie rock star relationship on the screen.
Okay.
The thing is, there are like girls that wants to get in his pants. And he will choose one of them in the end.
But I think that during the series he had the sex with a lot of them.
I have
this feeling. I uh-huh. didn't see the other episode, but for sure he kissed all of them.
Yeah, the first screen he started to kiss, to be honest.
But also in other reality.
How would you feel, for example, that someone stands there that you want to kiss and then before you, 10 more girls just French kissed him?
No.
Would you be comfortable on kissing him again?
No, I would be so scared about herpes or something like this, you know?
All of these things, right?
Oh my God, no. But this girl, I think they really I think that they really want to stick or be known because of the TV series, so they could have any other chance in TV or movies. Indeed. After all,
they are in national television in United States, which is something that for them.
But for example, when I was checking Wikipedia to see some information about Rock mm-hmm. of Love, I saw that some of these girls actually had like spin-off series.
Mm-hmm.
So you know they try to do everything that is in their power, so if the public really loves them, the channel will give them more opportunities. But for me is really like, you can be famous not just because you are like bitching around, you mm-hmm. know, like this Tiffany that she start to like get go crazy mm-hmm. and I don't know. For me, it would have been okay to just throw her outside the series after the first episode. Because, okay, I understand you need like someone that would make the things dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
But she was not... I mean, there are the two dumb, the two blonde girls. I think that they're enough.
Yeah, but they were quite funny to watch. But then I will ask you a question. What did you feel when that... Again, Tiffany eliminated again after first episode, then they give a second chance.
No, I would not accept it as a public, you know.
Yeah. I think that makes extremely clear that they needed her so that there are some discussions, some swearing going on. Because literally, without her steering up the atmosphere, the other girls were just drinking and just chatting up, yeah, to be honest.
Maybe you're right. I don't know. I think that it would have been better to have a character that actually, after is re-picked up from the rejection, it would have shown that she actually is actually worth to have there. Like, I would expect that she would have been one of the favorite of Brett. Yeah. Because, you know, the opposite of what the security guard decided, basically.
I have my theories that, because in the first episode it's been stated multiple times that she had a drinking problem. So she had an alcoholism problem. I expect that after the second chance, she will quit drinking. And it will affect Brett deeply in the heart that we will see a progress in Tiffany.
Okay.
I had this expectation, but I'm just now speculating. And if this happens, this will just give me one more point about my theories on the scripted reality shows.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
So before ending our episode, can you name your favorite, but from the girls?
So the girls...
With your reasons, of course, not just...
Okay, the girl that I like and I would have liked to see as a winner is Cindy. Cindy presented herself with like a cowboy boots and a cowboy hat. She talked about herself and she said that she has two children, I think, and then she had also some health problem, but she got out of it. And the reason why I like her, even if you said that she's not nice, she has like a man face or something, is that she's normal. So she's really nice. She's really. I think that she cares about Brett, not because she wants to like. I think that they start this adventure because he wanted to do something different. Maybe she is a fan of Poison, a real fan of Poison, because she acts quite normal. She's quite respectful. She doesn't do crazy stuff, and she just like
And she could literally. Speak more than two sentences.
Oh yeah, and also
she was awake, but yeah, she was not totally wasted because of alcohol.
Yeah, but also she tried to make a human connection with Brett. Yeah. So I think that he enjoys, but also think that he thinks that she's not pretty, so she will be eliminated at a certain moment.
Yeah, yeah.
And what about yours?
Well, my favorite is Faith Rohrer. I don't know how to pronounce. Well, we didn't see a lot of her. Just Brett went to her side to talk slowly, briefly. But then I think they are photobombed by Brandy or Tiffany. So that she couldn't actually have a chat with him.
Oh, yeah.
But when I see the pictures, and I think I told you and AJ during while we are watching, I think she is the most beautiful girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful is a stretch, but when you check the pictures, she's the one that your eyes don't bleed looking at, let's say. When she started to talk, she was okay-ish, but she only could talk like 5 seconds without some boobs flashed somewhere, etc. Yeah. And somebody jumped to his lap. But I think we will see more of her.
Yeah, because in the next episode there will be like challenges that
they have
to face.
American football, because out of the blue, Brett said that he wants a girl that he can play American football with. It's a very strange criteria for a girl, but yeah, we will see some girls playing American football in the mud. Because why not, with bikinis or something like this?
Yeah, it's all the challenges. Most of the challenges actually are kind of sexist, but I do not expect anything different from a guy
from a show like this. But first of all, I think both those shows like this or Bachelorette or the other one, they are sexist as fuck.
Yeah, I agree.
Honest.
I don't understand why they're so. Well, maybe I understand why they are so popular. What I like about it is that there's so much drama. that you normally don't find in real life, and it's kind of watching a movie, but then you have the like the idea that they're real or something. For me, this is nice because there's like a lot of reference to rock music, but it also shows something that I don't know if it's true or not in the show business, but this fact that women are always like acting like groupies, and
they are materialized.
Yeah, exactly.
Say.
This I don't like. I know that this girl agreed to be treated like this, but it's kind of hurt me.
And before closing, we are in the end of the episode. But the thing that disturbed me the most, while he was chatting with girls, he stated clearly that one of his expectations is that he can occasionally have sex with a groupie.
No.
And that he's looking for someone who would accept that. And one of the girls, I think the one who plays drums, can we go down? What was the name? This Lacey Conner. He said that, well, she totally understands because she's also a musician. So, like, occasional sex is acceptable. Bullshit talking.
Yeah, but I mean, the whole series was a lie. Come on, yeah. How can you expect that he will find his true love?
Yeah, but think about the criteria. She wants to, he wants someone good looking, understands from rock music, big boobs, round ass, of course, and accepts occasional sex with groupies, and plays American football in the mud.
Yeah. So if you are like an average metalhead that doesn't see a lot of women during the years, especially now with the pandemic, maybe it can be like a way to release stress. Yeah. For women, I would recommend, okay, if you like reality shows and a little bit of crazy drama, also it can be interesting for you. For the rest, just leave it.
Well, for me, that in the first episode was fun to watch, but the drama was not there. They tried to push the drama in with Tiffany, but it didn't happen. So hopefully in the next episodes we will see more drama.
There will be for sure fights. I see some people really fight hard, like punching each other. So it will be
good drama. Good drama. Okay.
So
thank you for listening.
Yes. Do we give any follow up or?
Yeah, of course.
No, but like will we watch other episodes or?
We will watch other episodes.
Okay.
And then we will talk about those episodes. And
oh,
we will
I'm so excited about it. Because it was not clear for me. But
No, we will
like
do that.
Reality,
we will do that.
So, stay tuned. Next episode will be another topic, but we will come back with a topic.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.